Imagine this for a moment. The year is 1988. You are opening your brand new Nintendo Entertainment System for the first time. You carefully insert the game cartridge and you hear this music. Did you at any time think that this music, or this music, would lend itself to this?
I'm down to one heart. Can I just restart? The old said, it's dangerous to go alone. Why did I not listen?
We just heard Arnold Livingston Geis as Legend of Zelda's Link, aka Tamino. Pacific Opera Project and their artistic director Josh Shaw have taken on the challenge of bringing Nintendo to the opera stage with their new production of Mozart's The Magic Flute. I visited during a recent orchestra rehearsal to learn more about the production. When asked why Magic Flute and why Nintendo, Shaw said it felt like a natural fit. He was crunched for time when putting up the original production of Super Flute, as the production team is calling it, when friend, assistant director, and current Papageno slash Mario Scott Levine suggested video games.
You know, I'm always looking for something that audiences can immediately relate to. And I had been thinking about video games, and he said, hey, what about video games? Literally, that was a text. What about a video game setting? And I thought, well, if we're both thinking of it, there must be something to it.
I asked Shaw why he chose who would be who in The Magic Flute, and he says it was easy. Link is a hero who goes on quests like Tamino, and his lady love Pamina would become Princess Zelda. In terms of Mario and Papageno being one and the same, Shaw cites the physicality of singer Scott Levine, as well as Mario's penchant for collecting coins.
One thing, you look at Scott Levine and you think Mario, not Link. But he's the comic, and, you know, Mario's somewhat a comic character, you know. I mean, he's a plumber who goes around and picks up coins. I still haven't figured that out. But he's a collector. He's a coin collector. And Papageno's a bird collector. So that fit really well.
In addition to Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda, Shaw says you can expect many cameos from other Nintendo-based properties from the 80s.
So we have Excitebike, we have Hogan's Alley, we have Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Contra, which was also one of my favorite games of all. The only game I ever beat was Contra.
When asked about what the audience has to look forward to, Shaw replied two things.
One, just when they see that curtain open and they see these images that they've known for, 25 years now? I think they're just going to, you know, the singing could be terrible, the band could stop playing, they're still going to be like, oh my God, this is so cool. On the other hand of that, the other side of that, people are going to come thinking, oh, this is just a cheesy, funny show. And the singing for this show is amazing.
Pacific Opera Project's The Magic Flute opens tomorrow night at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood and runs for 5 performances between this weekend and next. The production is extremely family-friendly and will be presented in English with supertitles featuring a brand new libretto by Shaw and Levine. Tickets are available for all performances at pacificoperaproject.com. For Classical KUSC's Arts Alive, I'm Jennifer Miller.